Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Children of Morta, and I have Amir here with me today, part of that team. How's it going?
Very good, Barry. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being with me today. Why don't you tell the listeners what you do for the game?
I'm the team lead. I try to coach six other guys on Children of Morta, and make sure everything is going on as planned.
So keep everyone in line, right?
Yeah. My background is in engineering, and I did some game design. But for this project, I'm mainly trying to make sure everybody's in line and doing what they have to do and making sure everyone meets the deadlines and the project is going smoothly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell me and tell the listeners a little bit more about Children of Morta and what it's all about.
Okay, so this is a roguelike game. It's an action roguelike game based around a family called the Bergsons. You get to choose any member of this family, and they have their unique abilities. There are some RPG elements in this game. The content is procedurally generated, and there's a deep story in this game. So it's a narrative-based roguelike, as we call it.
That's awesome. Well, that's something that I could definitely... I like roguelike games, but being able to add a little bit more depth into them with the storyline definitely is appealing.
Yeah.
So, well, that's cool. What made you want to focus primarily on a family as the characters to play?
Yeah, that's a good question. We had a lot of brainstorming sessions with the team to find what the proper setting for the game is. We wanted to make a roguelike game because our team is a fan of roguelike games. We like the infinite replay values that they have. We like the constant excitement that they have, the variety and everything. But on the other end, we wanted to do something rather unique. So we had different ideas, and the idea of a family just came up in one of the brainstorming sessions, and it just clicked with everyone. Our artists, they're the first to just start sketching right away, coming up with ideas of, like, this can be the father, this can be the grandma, this is the younger son. And it just felt a good idea. It was what we were, because we wanted to have different characters. We want to have variety in selecting the character, and we wanted these characters to have different abilities. And then it just felt good, and we continued with it, and we are happy with the selection.
Yeah, I like that too. I mean, and that definitely can add a lot more. It probably helps with creating the storyline too. So instead of just having all these different characters with extreme different backgrounds, you have this close, tight-knit family, and I imagine that the character development and the chemistry between those characters may feel a little bit more real, or maybe it was probably for your writers maybe a little bit easier to write for.
Yeah, exactly. That's something that we are aiming with this project. There's a lot of opportunity to have emotions in this game. Emotions, you know, there's a lot of emotions between the family members, brothers and sisters, the father and mother, the grandmother, the uncle. And we feel that it gives quite a nice contrast, because we don't want this game to just be about hack and slash and, you know, slaying monsters and exploring dungeons. We want to have another side to it, which is very emotional, very... very dramatic. So this is, the family setting gives us a lot of opportunities to explore that, and which is awesome. rather unique in games. We haven't seen many games with this idea.
Yeah, well, neither have I, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So were there any other games or maybe like stories or anything that kind of gave you guys a little bit of inspiration to draw from to create Children of Morta?
Regarding the family or just the roguelike elements?
Just in general, like any aspects that maybe you pulled from other games or ideas that you may have tweaked?
We are big fans of of Risk of Rain, Rogue Legacy, what was the other game? I forgot the name of this. It's a very popular game by Ed McMillan.
Well, there's so many good games out there. They're hard to think of all of them, right?
Oh, Binding of Isaac. Oh, there you go.
There you go. Binding of Isaac. That is a pretty popular game right now.
Yeah. And those are inspirations for the roguelike elements. But regarding narrative, I guess FTL did a very good job in procedural narrative. So that was another inspiration for the procedural parts of our narrative. But the narrative in Children of Morta are of two types. There is the procedural narrative, which you explore random events. And, well, let's say if you and I play the game, we might have different experiences regarding those parts. But then, on the other end, there is this overarching story arc also, which is going to be the same for every player. So there's the static narrative, and there's the dynamic procedural narrative. So it's going to be a blend of the two.
Awesome.
This part, yeah, we didn't have many inspirations for the static parts of the narrative. So there are a lot of games, of course, action-adventure games that aren't roguelikes and have very good storytelling. But in roguelikes, the thing that we had seen was the procedural narrative, which I think an example is FTL, the way it does it.
Yeah, well, yeah. And a lot of times with the procedural roguelike games like now, it seems to that the random dungeons is what their main focus is on, and there's nothing wrong with that because it's like you said, it gives a lot of great replay value. But
yeah.
I like how you guys are, you're like, yeah, we're gonna take that, but we're gonna take it to a next level and add a storyline that you're gonna be immersed in as well as you're playing, and that's really cool because I'm a big storyline guy. I like a good storyline, but I also like roguelikes, and so
yeah.
mashing them together sounds like a win-win situation to me.
Yeah, and initially it was a big challenge for us. We did a lot of prototypes for this, but right now we're in a good shape. We feel that we have found the sweet spot between narrative and procedural content and roguelikes, and we're pretty excited. We hope it turns out well. We hope the fans like it. So far it's been good.
Yeah, no, it's looking good. I mean, as of today, when we're recording this episode, you still have about 17 days left to go. You guys are scheduled to end your Kickstarter on Thursday, February 19th at about 11:57 a.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be an hour later for you guys. But yeah, so, and you guys are on track. It looks like you guys are going to be funded. I don't think that will be an issue, and that's pretty exciting to, be able to create this thing and have the support that you guys have already had. I mean, you almost have 2,000 people that are backing it, and
yeah.
And so there's a big crowd out there that obviously has the same opinions as I do, thinking that this is going to be a pretty awesome game, and obviously you guys have those same opinions as well. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we were a lot thrilled and excited about this, and really appreciate all the support and all the back of the fans out there. We're really happy that people like this idea because with games and with any creative project, you never know how people are going to react to it before you launch it and you have it out there, but Kickstarter has been a very good tool for us to get feedback from people to see whether they like this idea that we really like or not. Whether
Definitely.
This is going to be just a dream for us or whether this is going to be something that people like. And we're very happy that people have liked it so far. And we've got a lot of energy. We've been on Kickstarter close to 2 weeks now, and we have a lot of energy to continue this, and we're definitely going to make sure this we're going to finish this strong, and we hope that people will enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. And you guys are planning on having it come out on all the major like PC systems, Windows, Linux, iOS and all that stuff, and then obviously putting it onto Steam as well. So But you guys hope to get it on to some of the console games as well, and that's a little bit further on and maybe reaching some of your stretch goals. So that's exciting too.
Yes, yes, exactly. Steam, we have already been approved for Steam, so that's definitely going to be the main platform for the game. And,
awesome.
Stretch goals are going to be for PS4 and Vita. And we'd like to have this game for Wii U. We're not sure yet. We have to see how it goes. We'd like to have it on Xbox One because this game, the way it's been developed, it plays really well with controllers. So
okay,
yeah, those are in our plans. Yeah, and once we have it on these platforms, then we will think about. We don't have any plans for mobile at this stage, but we will think about it once we have it released. And if everything goes well on PC and consoles, then we'll think about mobile.
Awesome. Well, I imagine you guys will be able to. Like I said, you're on track to being fully funded. You guys still have well over half of a month before the time ends. And, yeah, I think you guys are going to make it. And this game is going to, you know, go out to the public and everything. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit more of where they can find out about Children of Morta or a little bit about your guys' studio.
Okay, so the main website for the game is childrenofmorta.com. That's where we have all the information about the game. There's links to the Kickstarter page over there. We'll try to keep the Kickstarter page up to date, send information. So if they want to get information from this game, they can either back it or be part of our mailing list on the website. They can even pledge $1 to get the emails.
Nice.
Yeah, and... Our studio website is deadmage.com. So, yeah, our studio is called Dead Mage, and the website is deadmage.com. And we will try to, I mean, it's very important for us to be able to be in touch with the fans and the community because there are certain design questions for us that it would be very awesome if we get the feedback from the community, which ones they like. So it would be very cool to be in touch with everyone who's interested in this type of game, and their feedback will really help us make this game have a better quality.
Definitely. And yeah. Also other places that you guys can find more about Children of Morta, they are on Facebook. They have the Facebook page, just Children of Morta. And mm-hmm. Also on Twitter, you can @ Children of Morta as well. And, yeah, so there's other avenues that you guys can definitely reach out to Dead Mage Studios to talk about the game. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So, Amir, thank you so much for being with me today. I really appreciate you. I understand that Kickstarters definitely take a lot of your time, and so I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be able to talk with me today and let everyone know a little bit more about your game.
Yeah, thank you very much, Barry. Thank you for this time. Thank you for your support. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. And good luck with everything in the future.
Yeah, thanks a lot.